Well, with lockdown 2.0 upon us, with winter fast approaching, support services for rough sleepers and homeless has never been more important. And reporting services for people who come across rough sleepers and the homeless has never been more important. One such project is Street Support, and I'm joined on the line by Matt Nelson of It Takes a City. Matt, hi.
Hi, Neil. Thanks for inviting me on.
No, absolutely. Thanks for joining us. Big news already on the subject of Street Support. You were telling me it's gone countywide now.
Absolutely, Neil. Yeah, previously, obviously, Street Support provided information about services for homeless people within the city of Cambridge itself. But as of the last month or two, we're now trying to go countywide. So that obviously means that we've got a few gaps in knowing what's available and putting that on the site. So obviously part of today is just asking those people that do support the homeless in any way outside of the city to obviously get in touch with us so we can make sure that your information is included on the website.
Right, and I would guess that things have changed over the past year, especially since the beginning of the lockdown and the back end of last winter. Across the county, services have morphed, they've changed. So information that you might go, oh, I've got a file about that from back last year, information could easily be out of date.
Absolutely. So obviously we'd also be putting a call out to those organisations that have previously been on Street Support just to get in touch with us to make sure that with those COVID changes, and as you say, we're into lockdown 2.0 and with the winter coming on, we want to make sure that all the information on there is as up to date as we can possibly make it.
Right, now let's just recap exactly what it is that the Street Support website is there to do.
Okay, so very simply, it's a one-stop shop where a member of the public or a homeless person who is either looking for help, or if you're a member of the public or a business that can give help, it's a very simple to use web-friendly website, mobile-friendly website, where you can go and find support, where that support can be found. So, for example, if you do see somebody rough sleeping and they're looking for accommodation, or it may be that they're hungry and they're looking for food. It could be health advice, or it could be advice about how to access other services. You go onto the website and there's a button that says find help. You click that button and that will take you through to, again, a very simple web page that has icons, buttons on it. You press those and that will take you through to that particular service or services that you're looking for.
Now, this is really useful, isn't it? Because members of the public, I mean, there's an awful lot of them that just don't know what help is around. It's not that they're not turning their back on homeless and rough sleepers when they pass them in the street, but they don't know what to say. They don't know what to do. And this is the way to get around it, isn't it? Go there. Carry the app on your phone. Go there.
That's it. Absolutely, Neil. I mean, we've all had it. I used to work for the City Council at the Guild Hall. So every morning walking down Pettycurry, I would see many people that were homeless, some asking for money, some just asking for support. Yeah. And we don't want the public to feel helpless. We want them to feel that there is, a one-stop shop where they can go to find out this information. And two things, really, don't walk away. And don't feel helpless. We are there. There are over 50 organisations in Cambridge alone that are offering help on a wide range of areas. So please, as a member of the public, don't feel helpless. Don't just walk past. Get on streetsupport.net and actually have a look and see what's available. New services are being added all the time. Absolutely. Please don't feel as though there's nothing you can do. But also in terms of if you want to give help, if you feel that you want to donate money, there are ways that you can do that through Street Aid. There's a Just Giving page that you can link to from Street Support. You could volunteer. We're always looking for volunteers. You may have particular skills that we're looking for. So again, go on streetsupport.net, have a look at how to volunteer, and that will list the organisations, and it will give up-to-date information on what specific areas they're looking for volunteers.
I was going to say, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, sometimes, despite the best efforts, there's going to be some holes that you need filling. And in other cases, people may just have a skill that you haven't kind of thought of how it can be applied, and they've got a skill that could be applied in an interesting way with you guys.
Absolutely. I mean, increasingly now, I think Chris, when he was last on your show, Neil, he mentioned that most people that were rough sleeping within the city now have an offer of accommodation. They're being fed three times a day. So all their basic needs are being taken care of. But obviously, we're now looking to move those people on, hopefully help them make a journey from the street, so from street to home. So, for example, it could be that you want to befriend a homeless person and help us with a mentoring scheme that's just started. And absolutely, Neil, skills like you play a bit of guitar, you like literature, you like reading. We're looking for people who can hold the hand of that homeless person whilst they make that journey. And sharing hobbies and sharing interests is another way of helping that particular individual homeless person to re-engage, to feel important and to feel as though they have some worth again.
It's interesting hearing you talk, and I'm gonna bring up this subject now, and that is that you're the coordinator for It Takes a City, but you've got real life experience of what we're talking about, haven't you?
Absolutely. I mean, my story, Neil, is unique to me, but I don't think it's unusual. I'm in my mid-50s now. For the last 8 years, I've been lucky enough to have raised a deposit on a little property in Newmarket, and we're paying the mortgage. I've been here 8 years now, and I left home when I was 15 because of domestic violence. I spent 3 years living out of a backpack, sofa surfing, sleeping in friends' caravans, wherever I could, really. And it's taken me to my middle age to actually have somewhere that is not just a house, it's not just a roof over my head, but it's a home. I've also experienced in my mid-20s, again, through relationship breakdown, through redundancy. I was again living out of a backpack. I spent 2 years sofa surfing. But I think we discussed it before we came online, Neil, that also I've had many, many years where I was living in the private rented sector. I had many good landlords. I also had some that were not so good. But it's even the simple things, Neil, like not being able to put that family photograph on the wall because you're not allowed to, you know, to put anything like a nail or a screw in the wall. Making sure any furniture you have got has to be freestanding. And really being prepared at any moment, whenever your tenancy came round to the end every year, of wondering whether you're going to be allowed to stay in that property or not. So I think I've lived in over 30 places since I left home at 15, and I don't think that's unusual. Right. Many of those, I mean, I count somewhere as living as being where I spent more than a month at one go. You know, and that's, so really my lived experience is that a home is something to be cherished. A home is something that everybody looks for. But for many, many people, that's a vain hope at times in their lives. But I also want to put the message out there that, you know, I'm happy now. I'm married. I have a lovely rescue dog. I'm safe and I'm secure. But I just want people to think about that as the winter draws on and remember and cherish what they've got. And hopefully that will make them think about how they can support those not quite as fortunate as themselves.
Perfect, perfect. Well, it's glad to hear your story, Matt, and welcome on board at It Takes a City. Thanks for passing on. If people want to get that street support website, what is that web address?
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. If you're looking as a member of the public, can you please go to streetsupport.net/Cambridgeshire? But also, if you're an organisation that either has information already on the website that you know is out of date, or you're an organisation that wants to be included on the website, can you please email cambridge@streetsupport.net? So that's cambridge@streetsupport.net.
All right, fine. Well, we'll put those, if you're driving along thinking, great, I can't write that down, we'll stick those details. This interview will go up as a podcast on the Cambridge 105 Radio website, and we'll put those contact details there as well. So, but for now, Matt, thanks very much indeed for all you're doing. Thanks for coming on today, and keep in touch.
Thanks so much, Neil, and hopefully we'll be on again soon.